I'm so excited about today's episode of Beauty Bosses. We have the amazing Dee Poku here. Thanks for being here.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy that you're here. So Dee is a British entrepreneur, social impact strategist, and advocate for women's leadership and empowerment. And we met this summer through a mutual friend, and I thought you have such a cool life and career journey that I had to know more. So many people know you as the founder and CEO of the We Suite, a private membership community focused on supporting accomplished women in leadership and entrepreneurship through all sorts of different things, including networking, resources, growth, opportunities. But you also have done so much work in other spaces like promoting gender equity and women's influence across industries. So it's a lot. You do a lot.
I love women.
I love that for us. When you were a kid, mm-hmm. what did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
Oh, that's a good one. I wanted to be a dancer, actually. I loved dance. And, I did sort of ballet and modern and, all those things. But I have very traditional African immigrant parents. And dance was not in my future as far as they were concerned. They wanted me to have a career that had structure and longevity and wasn't sort of whimsical. As far as they saw it. And so unfortunately, that sort of went by the wayside and I went to university instead.
Okay. And so at university, what did you study and how did that lead you to where you are now?
So I studied math at university.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I love math.
I love math too. I always loved math. I get it. It makes sense to me. And gives me a lot of joy. And actually my son, who's now 12, also loves math.
I have a 12-year-old math-loving son also.
Oh, we have to get them
together.
Yes.
Yeah, they can recite digits of pi or something.
So that's what I studied. I think that ultimately, in thinking about my career, and my career definitely, took a few turns. It wasn't necessarily sort of a linear path where, as a kid I was like, I want to be, my son wants to be an inventor, and I feel that's really is his path. Like, he loves sciences and math, and like that's where he's going. I probably gravitated more towards the arts, but I also love math, and so it's definitely sort of been my own particular journey.
And at what point did you feel like you wanted to focus on women empowerment and some of these leadership roles that you've taken?
That really didn't come until way later. But I think that, as I was building my career, as I was navigating education systems, there were lots of subtle signs and hints and incidences that I think ultimately informed what I ended up doing, just kind of inconsistencies and bias, and I didn't necessarily have a name for it or a way to articulate it, but just subtle things that felt wrong, but that was just how society operated. And so creating a platform for women didn't really come until I'd been in the workforce for a very long time. And I spent most of my career in the entertainment industry, and so if you really want to experience crazy bias and crazy sort of unfairness and imbalance and just inconsistency, then that's the industry that will give it to you. It's heavily male dominated. It's so much about access and privilege and luck. And so I think navigating those corporate spaces as a woman, as a black woman, where I felt alone often, where I was trying to figure out what does success look like? How do I navigate these spaces? How do I get in the right rooms? Why was I rejected? What do I need to do next? How do I build relationships? All those things that were coming up, I had no one to really turn to discuss. And so that was really the beginning of the formation of the We Suite.
I love that story, and it makes so much sense because I do get the feeling that the entertainment industry is a focal point for gender inequity. Do you have some examples of things that you've seen or even stuff in pop culture that makes you hone in on this idea that more needs to be done in that space?
I mean,
just
amounts.
Read the newspaper for one
just,
second.
Exactly.
If
just
you've
for
seen
one second.
A newspaper for the past two couple of years, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, actually, someone had reshared Natalie Portman presenting an award at the Golden Globes, where she said, "And here are the all-male nominees for Best Director." And you know, that was very often the case. There are a predominance of men who get the sort of plum directing roles and the bigger budgets, and women tend to be sort of relegated to more independent films. And you know, and even when they achieve success as independent directors, it's rare that they get that sort of big budget sort of blockbuster. And when they do, if it isn't successful, then they're like back to where they started, whereas you know, a man can fail two or three times before that's noticed. I think for me, you know, it was more about just a lack of women in leadership roles. And so, at the studio, and what happens is that it then informs what gets made, because, you know, we're storytelling. So if you're hearing stories that don't really speak to you, you don't feel that there's an audience for them, you don't really relate to what's being said, and I think that cuts across, you know, the founder community when you're pitching maybe sort of women-focused products and male investors don't get it, like it's very much what's, you know, what happens in the entertainment industry. And so, you know, they don't want to make those films, they want to make films that speak to them, and so you're getting a very sort of singular story being told over and over and over. Whereas women are half the population, and you know, we want to hear about our own stories that can also, you know, there's not that there isn't crossover, but there were sort of specifics to how we live our lives.
Yeah, and your identity shapes so much of the lens through which you see the world. So if you have only one lens, it's
right.
going to reflect on the output in
right.
a very different way versus having a number of different viewpoints.
Yeah, and it really affects, you know, the next generation, our children, right? Because, you know, they their lives and their viewpoints are informed by what they see in the media, what they're watching on TV, the movies they watch. And so if you're only ever seeing sort of princesses and damsels in distress, like what is that saying to you as a woman? And what's possible for you?
Absolutely. And I think about this a lot in my own field of surgery, where it's a very male-dominated field. And for a very long time, the absence of female role models meant that if you don't see it, you can't be it.
Right.
And it's very hard for young people coming up, people of all stripes and genders and so forth. But if you don't see some kind of reflection of what you can be, it's harder to hang your hat on imagining that you will be that one day.
Right. Absolutely. And so, you know, that's more importantly why women need to have access to other women who are building great businesses, achieving success in, you know, in corporate America. We need to have access to their insights, their tactics, their stories, their support, you know, to help us continue to dream big and achieve those things.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, the We Suite stands for Women, Inspiration, and Enterprise. So can you tell us a little bit more about what the We Suite is and the kind of direct lead up to you deciding to start it?
Sure. So the aha moment actually happened when I was still in the film business. I had gone to a meeting and the meeting was being run by another female executive, very powerful woman. And I just remember watching her in awe as she sort of navigated her way around this room. Like, it was like predominantly male. She was very funny. She was extremely smart. She was so articulate. She was really strong. She was also quite a bit scary. Like, she was sort of all the things that women have to be to succeed. And I just remember that I didn't feel all those things, right? I was still kind of coming out of rooms thinking, oh God, what did I spoke too soon, or I didn't speak early enough, or, you know, I didn't get buy-in for my idea, or like I was just always second guessing. And she just seemed to have it together. And I knew that, you know, realistically, she'd come to all of that knowledge through trial and error and pain. And I just thought, like, I want access to her. Like, I want to know how she did it, how she's thinking about her career, how she's come to the various sort of conclusions. And why don't we have that? And so that really instigated a dinner series where I was just like, I just want to be around other women where we just are in safe spaces and can talk about work. Like, it was very much about, like, I want spaces where we can talk about work, you know. And I have my work colleagues, but obviously you have to be careful about what you say because you're still, you know, working with them and you're still trying to achieve. And then obviously you have friends and your friends don't want to, like, hear about your work day. So, like, where's that space in between? And so that wasn't, you know, how I was thinking about it in the long term, but that was, you know, what was subtly going through my head. And so it became this dinner series, informal, and the dinners just, like, got bigger and bigger and bigger because women loved them and would ask if they could bring a friend. And so it went from, like, these 8-person dinners to, like, taking over entire restaurants. And I was suddenly like, wait, like, I'm exhausted and people should pay me for this. And so it became a supper club and then became a, you know, a more sort of professional network. But it was all about giving women the tools and the confidence to walk into any situation just feeling strong and supported in ways that I think that men do for each other all the time. And I just wanted to sort of formalize that for us.
That's amazing. How big is the We Suite now?
Oh, we have thousands in our network, just growing fast.
How do you think that authentic conversations and connections among women can help shape the future of a variety of different industries?
So, you know, what I think is missing and why we need to have these authentic connections is that, you know, we need more successful women. Like, we need women in leadership positions across business and society so that we can be the decision makers and so that we can make decisions that support all women, right? And so if you are in government and you're thinking about, like, what your priorities are, perhaps paid leave because you grew up in a traditional household and, you know, your mom is doing everything. Maybe it's not top of mind for you, or affordable childcare, or, you know, anything else. And not even just, you know, things that affect the home, but, like, access to funding, you know, equal access to funding for women or equal pay. Those things might not be front of mind for you because it just wasn't your personal story. So we need to have women in decision-making roles who can ensure that these things and that, you know, are front of mind and that there is equity for women. When there is equity for women, it means that we have more money, that we have more power, that we have better peace of mind, that we can hire more equitably because, you know, women tend to be more inclusive in how we run our companies and how we hire. Like, it just has a ricochet effect on every aspect of society when you have women. The right women, not all, I mean, I'm not saying, like, women are perfect, but I'm saying that when you have, you know, the right women in the right roles, that we really do think about society and community in that way, and that can only help the world at large.
How do you feel like your background in marketing and the entertainment industry impacts what you're doing now for advocacy?
So, you know, I do a lot through the lens of storytelling. I really believe in the power of telling stories to, like, really change hearts and minds. I think it's really important for all of us to tell our stories. I think it's very hard, and as evidenced by the, you know, we're not talking about politics, but just the results of the last election, but specifically, you know, the way that men voted, but also the way that men are viewing women in society right now. And there's a bigger conversation to be had about our young men and the alienation they feel And I think a lot of that comes from how we storytell, right? And so the narrative up until now has basically been men are bad, men are taking, men are taking away from women. And that's true. However, that narrative is not necessarily serving to right the wrongs. And so what I tend to find is that if I am in a room one-on-one with a male friend, and I tell a story about something I've experienced, he'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened to you. And he understands and empathizes and gets it because I'm someone he cares about and because I'm telling that story, from the heart, from a personal perspective. And I think it's something that we really need to think about given the last year and given this alienation that we're finding with young men, is like, how are we communicating? And so I really think about marketing and storytelling and how we phrase things and how we position things. I think those things are really, really important. And so everything I do, whether it's branding, brand colors, language, I think those are all really, really important in helping us sort of communicate authentically with our audiences.
What are your goals for the future of the We Suite, or your projects and things that you have in mind?
Big ambitions.
I love that.
I mean, I would say that we have, we've started as a community for women, but I definitely see us evolving, and we've started to do that, into more of a sort of multimedia platform for women and careers and their sort of career education. And so there are just definitely a lot of offshoots and other platforms that we want to explore as an organization that I'm excited about.
Okay, that's so exciting. Where can people find you and learn more about your work with the We Suite and kind of your work in general?
Sure. So you can go to our website. So it's thewiesuite.com. And you can follow us on all the social channels at the WIE Suite or me at Deepoku.
Okay, and my last question for you is, what advice would you give to your younger self, or alternatively to a young person thinking about wanting to make strides in gender equity, entrepreneurship, leadership, and so on?
I would say that your network, your community is everything. And, I would say young people in particular have a real opportunity to start building that early, right? You're at college, surrounded by some of the smartest people, or at school, or in your first role. Like, really think about authentically building those relationships. Because what you want to be in a position where whatever you need, whether it's advice, whether it's a new job, whether it's an introduction or a referral, that it's just at your fingertips, and that people come to you with opportunities. Like, that's the optimal life that you want to be able to live. Like, what you don't want is like to be constantly on the hunt for things and cold calling or reaching and searching and just feeling like I need this or I want this and I don't know how to access it. So I think that if you think about living a life of abundance, to steal from Deepak Chopra and my favorite sort of meditation series, but really thinking about like who you're surrounding yourself with, building those relationships authentically over time, so that when you have a need on either side, it's just there for you. And that's going to make a huge difference for your career.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us. And I can't wait to see all the exciting things that you have next.
Thank you so much.